In Germany, more people are over 60 than are under 20 years old, an imbalance that's expected to widen. Some people worry that the young will be too burdened to help the older generation, especially when it comes to paying pensions. One political solution is to give children from birth the right to vote. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Children, unaware of their shrinking numbers, play happily in the pool at Berlin's Monbiju Park. Standing by the water, mother Christina Adam finds the proposal that these youngsters should get the right to vote a bit off the deep end.
I really think that those people should vote who are able to form a political opinion themselves. And children are not able to do that, especially if the voting right starts with birth.
Sitting nearby in the sun, dressing his baby Eunice, Norbert Rentz also finds the idea unusual. But he does believe people with kids need more political power in Germany.
The politicians, they look at people who can vote. I think they do a lot of things for the old people because they are a big group and family don't have that lobby, I think.
Families do have a lobby, actually, the German Family Association. With 15,000 members in a nation of 80 million, some policy analysts dismiss it as rather small. Still, the group is making a child's right to vote the centerpiece of its agenda this year. Executive Director Markus Ostermann says if children had that right, politicians would consider them constituents. He thinks that could lead to policies that make life easier for parents, and that might reverse the dropping birth rate in Germany.
I think that the big mistake we make is that we think family policy is only something for families. Our pension systems, our health insurance systems can only work if we have a positive demographic development. And that's why family policy is a policy for the whole society and not only for families.
Although no party has endorsed the notion of a child's right to vote, politicians from all sides support it, including Klaus Haupt of the Free Democrats. He says excluding children's views from politics is undemocratic.
Why are one-fifth, 20% of the German population excluded from a basic right, the right to vote? In the German Constitution, it says that all power comes from the people, but it doesn't say that just means grown-up people. Is this possible, and how should this work? The answer is simple. The parents are trustees of the child's right to vote.
That is exactly what Green Party member Jutta Dumpe-Kruger fears. She says more votes for parents could strengthen families, but not necessarily help children or young people.
If this were to become law, it would strengthen a rather conservative concept of family. And family is a far more complex concept than just having children under age. It would also discriminate against childless people. Besides, our Constitution says everyone can only have a political opinion for oneself, and those opinions are voiced through free, secret, equal elections. So a vote for children would threaten democratic principles.
The proposal is likely to come up for discussion in Parliament this fall, although adopting it would mean changing the Constitution, a political hurdle supporters admit they're unlikely to clear. Parliament is also working on a controversial and overdue immigration law, another way, some here say, to keep the younger population growing. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.